I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Last time on Calling Darkness.
All right! I'm coming! Oh.
Good evening. I understand you're in need of a priest.
Who the hell are you?
And what the hell are you doing in my house?
Sit down, let me explain. Look, I didn't think the cops were going to be able to help you, not based on what I'd seen so far. So, Father Montgomery and I, well, we have experience in the area.
And what area is that, then?
I said I found Mrs. Morwood. She's not dead.
We think, well, to be blunt, you have a problem of demonic proportions.
Go away!
Hello? Pizza delivery?
Hello, my dear.
Mr. Moa!
At your service, dear.
Look, man, I don't have time for this. Just take the goddamn pizza.
Who puts pineapple on pizza, boy? Ta-ta for now, my darling.
Holy fucking shit!
So we're agreed. There's a demonic entity in your house, Annabelle. You summoned it, so you gotta get rid of it.
We summoned it?
What's he talking about?
Guys, the book. The book!
Of course, the book. Don't you remember?
Nadia made us all read from it.
But it was Nadia's book. She's my cousin. She wouldn't do anything to hurt me.
Oh, really? So where is she then?
My guess is that the book is the demon's corporeal link to this plane, to Earth. There's a ritual.
I'm not saying I agree with you, or believe in any of this stuff, but I think the easiest way to find the book is to find Nadia.
Guys, you kind of left me behind. Guys, hello? Who's there? Who is that? Oh, God. Hands in the wall, reaching for me!
Help me!
Things certainly have been getting tense around here, haven't they? We've got one girl on the run, one in the walls, and the rest hunting for a book. Good luck getting it back, ladies, because it's currently being coddled between an undead couple like it's their pride and demon-summoning joy. And I'm still not ready to talk about the pizza boy. Ugh. I've put in a transfer request, understandably so, if you ask me, but there's a lot of red tape to work through. In the meantime, I've been told, and this is a direct quote, "Suck it up, buttercup." And that's all well and good when you've been sitting high and looking down at it all, but I'm right in the middle here. You think there'd be a little more compassion. Well, while we're still here, I guess we should check in and see what's going on. I'm sure everything is going to be totally fine. Nothing to worry about at all. Just puppies and kittens and hellfire burning white hot from the inside out. Right. Let's find those girls. Better yet, let's find that priest. I might as well enjoy the view if I'm going to be stuck here for the time being.
I thought we weren't going to split up.
We didn't. Not really. Well, no one's alone anyway. You and I are together. Bridget and Mariella are, and Finn and Cassie. I don't know who Annabelle tagged along with. It's a big house, okay? Lots of ground to cover. We'll join them when we clear the first floor.
I still don't know why I couldn't go with Finn.
You're really surprised he chose to stay with his cousin?
Well, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, and they've been related for longer. Look, if I wanted to be wandering around this creepy antique house with someone who was going to spend the whole time whining, I'd have picked Bridget.
God, I'm not whining.
Could have fooled me. Come on, let's look in here.
Whoa, this kitchen is huge. And old. I think my grandma had a stove like that. You know, right down to the brass tea kettle. Geez, when was the last time they renovated?
If you're done with the Home and Garden Channel commentary, can we get back to trying to exorcise the bloody demon? You look in those cabinets over there, I'll look in these.
Whatever you say, Your Majesty. Just trying to keep things level-headed instead of freaking out.
Yeah, well enough. We don't have time for this. We have a book to find.
I get that we're all scared, but you're the only one who keeps trying to bite my head off. I'm just here to help.
More helping, less talking.
There you go again. Are you even capable of having a polite conversation? What troubles you, my lost child? What weighs heavily upon your soul and makes you so goddamn angry?
What troubles me? Take a look around. I'm stuck in here with a bunch of morons who accidentally summoned a fucking demon.
Nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light.
Finn?
That didn't sound like Finn.
A wolf in shepherd's clothing. You recite the words, but know not their meaning.
Where is that coming from?
A scavenger for Caesar's things, not for gods. Tell me, Father, does the collar choke?
My collar. My collar is getting tighter. Oh, God.
No!
A false witness cannot go unpunished.
Stop! No! Oh, Montgomery, are you okay?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Get up. We have to get out of here. Give me your hand. I'll help you.
That's just like you, isn't it, Gloria? Always running. Running, running, running. But it won't do you any good. You know that, though, don't you? What you've seen, what you've done... It doesn't go away.
This isn't real. He's not here. He's not here. He's in England. It's not him.
Oh, my darling, don't you know by now? I'm always with you.
Gloria, wait!
Well, that seems bad. Yep. The word I'm looking for is bad. This entity they've called upon is getting stronger. When they start doing the mimicking voices thing and can make limited physical contact, it's only a matter of time before heads are spinning and pea soup is spewing up. Ugh. Why do demons have to be so gross about the whole process? Newsflash, you can be evil without being disgusting. I better go check on the others. I have a feeling he's only just begun toying with them.
Nadia. Come here, Nadia.
For God's sake, Bridget. She's not a dog. It's not like she's going to come running anyway. She doesn't want us to find her.
Ever heard the phrase, you get more flies with honey? I'm trying to sound nice.
You just sound stupid. She knows she's caught, so it doesn't matter how nice you're trying to be.
Whatever.
Another bedroom. That makes, what, 7 on the second floor alone? This one actually looks lived in, though. Not just storage.
Ooh, is it Annabelle's? Does she have photos from movie sets all over? She so seems the type, doesn't she?
Not as much as you do. But I don't think it's hers. There's too much beige.
Ugh, you're not kidding. Has to be the housekeeper's.
Yeah, there's a photo of her and her husband on the nightstand. What a miserable looking couple.
Sneaking, snooping, stupid girls.
It's Mrs. Morwood. But where is she? I don't see her.
It sounded like she's under the bed behind you. Oh, God. Is that a knife?
That crazy bitch stabbed me in the foot. Pull it out.
Ew. I don't think I can, Mariella.
Just do it. Motherfucker.
This Morwood's climbing the wall.
Holy shit.
Why are her legs so long? She's such a spider.
Poor, scared Bridget. Always alone. Always forgotten. Just you and your keepsakes. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. We won't leave you behind. We'll give you all the attention you need. Come here, sweetheart. Let me give you a hug. Come to Mama!
No, she's going to jump!
Look what you made me do. My vanity table is a mess. I told you I wasn't going to be picking up after you disgusting girls.
Don't just stand there. Help me to the door. Let's go.
Typical Mariella. When are you going to learn to stand on your own 2 feet instead of leaning on others? No money, no job, no future. Stay here with us. None of that will matter anymore.
Shut up!
Failure, failure, failure!
Bridget, help me, damn it!
Sorry, put your arm over my shoulder.
It's nice to be needed, isn't it, Bridget? We need you. He needs you. Both of you. He's so hungry.
Oh, she's following. She's coming after us.
Just keep going.
Faster, Mariella.
I'm trying. My foot hurts so bad. There's a lot of blood in my shoe. Hold on. She's gone. She's not following us anymore.
I don't care. I want to go back to the others. Let's just go downstairs.
Was that Gloria?
I think so.
Jesus. Okay, let's go find her.
At least that's 2 of the groups reuniting. Just 1 more left. Oh, and Annabelle. But she's still in the walls, isn't she? And no one's realized it yet. I suppose they all think she's with someone. Poor woman. The girls will have to notice that she's missing soon, I'm sure of it. Well, mostly sure. As long as they stop getting distracted and choked and stabbed. Oh, okay. You might be in there a while, Annabelle. They're kind of busy out here. You'd probably disagree, but honestly, you seem to be in the best place out of everyone. At least Mrs. Morwood isn't playing knife-wielding spider lady in there with you. Let's hope Cassie and Phineas are faring a bit better. I'll just head up to the 3rd floor and look in on them.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like Hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
God, I hate this.
Stay close, Cassie.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. I'm glad you're here, Finn. This would be a lot to handle on my own. I'm pretty sure this isn't what my therapist had in mind when she said getting out of my comfort zone would be good for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. How did you find this place again?
An ad online. I saw Annabelle Crow's name and got excited. Guess Mom was right when she said you can't trust people on the internet, huh?
Hey, speaking of Annabelle, did you see where she got off to? When we split up, I saw Montgomery with Gloria and the other two girls together, but I can't remember who Annabelle ended up with.
Wait, what? I thought she was right behind us.
She must have wandered off with one of the others.
Phineas, we need to go back and check on her.
No, she's probably fine. No, look, the book is our priority right now. We have to find it.
I don't know. She hasn't been in a great place. You know, mentally. But also physically, I guess. Because of the whole house being possessed thing. I mean, we agreed not to leave anyone alone.
We'll look for her as soon as we finish up, okay? For now, think. If you were Nadia, where would you hide the book?
What if she's in trouble?
We're all in trouble without that book, Cass.
I guess you're right. The second we find it, though, we start looking for Annabelle.
Promise. So where do you think Nadia hid the book? Where would you hide it?
Probably not in my room. That's the first place people would look. She did seem pretty familiar with a storage room on this floor. That's where we found Mr. Morwood. Ugh.
Might as well start there, then. Which room is it?
It's this one. Right over here. What? Did you hear that?
Yeah. Stay behind me.
It's coming from inside the walls. And it's getting closer.
Ow! You're gonna break my hand if you keep squeezing it like that, Cassie.
Sorry. Oh, God. Don't you hear that, though?
There must be a cavity or something behind the walls. It sounds like someone's in there.
It's right next to us.
Oh, screw the book. Run! Come on, Cassie. Don't just stand there.
Wait. Listen. Do you hear that?
Now is not the time.
Stop pulling on my hand and listen. Oh my God. It's Annabelle.
How? It can't be.
Just shut up and listen.
There's no need to be rude.
Sorry. Please, shut up and listen.
Sometimes only one. And she crawls around fast. And her crawling shakes it all over.
It is her. She's reciting something? At a time like this?
Oh my God, we have to tell the others. We have got to figure out how to get her out.
In those very shady spots. She just... You know this, Annabelle. Get a hold of yourself. She just takes hold of the bars and shakes them hard.
Annabelle? Hey, can you hear me? It's me, Cassie.
Yes. I hear you. You've got to get me out of here. I'm stuck.
Are you okay? How did you get in the wall?
I don't know. I was downstairs and then everyone left me alone and I heard this awful voice, and there were these hands coming out of the wall, and they grabbed me. I didn't know where I was. It's so dark in here, Cassie. I can't see anything. Please get me out.
The wall grew hands? What?
You know how women are, Phineas. Can't go to the bathroom alone, not content to stay dead alone. You don't see men making this kind of fuss, do you, my boy?
Where the hell did the dead gardener come from?
Ah! Oh. What's happening?
Did you just punch the undead guy in the face?
Uh-huh.
Why?
He snuck up behind us. I didn't mean to.
Oh, Cassie, don't you worry your pretty little head about it. It's not like the time you threw your phone out the window after that telemarketing company wouldn't stop calling.
What? No!
And it's certainly not like the time you knocked everything off your supervisor's desk for discussing your attitude problem with difficult clients.
No!
How do you know about that?
Or the time you almost ran that poor woman and her baby off the road when she cut you off after a long day at the office. You honked. She let the little bird fly. But you couldn't have that, could you, Cassie? Oh, no, 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 no. She couldn't treat you like that when she was wrong. What did the police charge you with? Reckless endangerment?
How do you know all this?
Don't listen to him. Let's just go.
There are no secrets here. Not from him. He sees you, Cassandra Waters, and all your little sins.
Leave her alone.
Cassie, come on. The others need us. He's just trying to get in your head.
Let me go, Finn. I'm gonna punch him again.
You sound like my wife.
Cassie!
We can't leave Annabelle with him.
Come on. It's gonna take more than just the two of us to help her out of
this. Damn it! I'm sorry, Annabelle. Don't worry. We'll come back for you. With Father Montgomery. I promise.
Toodles for now.
No, don't leave me. Cassie! Ben! Anyone?
Oh, you've got a feel for poor Annabelle, haven't you? At least they know where she is now, kind of. In the walls is rather vague, isn't it? A handsome priest should be able to get her out, I think. A little prayer here, a splash of holy water there, and congratulations, it's an out-of-work actress! If all else fails, there's always the good old-fashioned axe option. They just have to be mindful about warning Annabelle that they're coming in before they start chopping down the walls. Move over, Johnny. Here's Montgomery! Am I right? Annabelle's predicament aside, no one else is getting through this unscathed, are they? It seems the demon and his cronies are needling their way under everyone's skin. Lies, loneliness, and a mysterious British voice from the ether. Actually, who was that guy? I'm not complaining. I love a good British accent, but enough mysteries for one day, yeah? Well, leaving that aside, the point is this. Even in the best of times, dredging up all that unpleasantness at once is bound to have some repercussions. I'm getting kind of fond of them, I guess, and it is hard to see them all suffer so. Ah, good. They've all regrouped in the study. It is important to have support in these trying times. Come on, everybody. Group hug.
Who was that, Gloria? The voice? The British guy?
Stop asking. It's none of your business. Why don't you tell me what that was all about? Your collar choking you and something about Caesar?
How should I know? Okay. Listen, I'm just asking you to talk to me. You really seemed upset.
How could I not be? There were voices coming out of thin air.
It seemed like more than that, okay? All I'm saying is, if you need someone to listen to you, I'm pretty good at it.
Just mind your own business, Montgomery.
God, you're impossible!
Would you two stop yelling and help me get to the couch?
Oh my God!
What happened?
Yeah, help. She's heavy. I can't hold her up by myself much longer.
Well, I'm sorry for getting stabbed in the fucking foot!
Oh, I guess that's a no on the hug then?
We heard screaming. Is everyone all right?
We found Annabelle.
Don't keep getting mad at me because you helped summon a demon.
Well, maybe if you were more helpful.
Not everyone.
We found Annabelle.
Did you not hear that I was stabbed?
Look at all this blood.
I need bandages.
Everybody,
I wanna go home.
Shut up! You people can't go 5 minutes without snapping at each other or complaining. I mean, for Pete's sake, when are you going to realize we're all in this together? It's not the hoity-toity Gloria Hour, or the How Mean Can Mariella Be show, or the Bridget Bitches special. We're all stuck here. We're all in the same sinking boat, and you'd rather chew up the last floating door to spite each other instead of figuring out how to share it.
Let's take a deep breath, my child.
And you. You come in here in your iron shirt and your slick back hair and do what? Make goo-goo eyes at Gloria? When exactly are you going to start priesting, huh? When are any of you going to start doing anything productive? Annabelle's in the walls, people. The fucking walls!
Yeah,
you're right, I guess. I'm just scared, that's all.
She's right, you know. And she just punched a dead dude in the face, so you might want to listen to her.
thank you.
You know better, Montgomery. Frankly, you all should. Demon 101 is to divide and conquer. It gets in your head. It wants us to be fighting. And right now, you're all playing right into its hands.
Everyone, I apologize. I really should have seen this coming. The presence here is darker and more powerful than I realized.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, I know. I just... bloody sexy priest gets right on my tits.
Back up a minute. Did you say Annabelle's in the walls?
Yes, we found her upstairs, along with Mr. Morwood. Like Finn said, ugh. She says hands reached out and dragged her in. Hold on. Annabelle, are you in there?
Yeah, I heard shouting and made my way down.
See? We have to find a way to free her.
How?
Tear down the wall! I don't care, just get me out!
It probably won't be that simple. We have to be careful about how we do this. We don't want to end up hurting you, Annabelle.
Can you do something priestly, Montgomery?
I'm afraid this is rather new territory for me. Perhaps we should go get your tools and set up, Finn. Get some energy readings. Find out where things are manifesting most. That'll give us a better idea of what we're working with.
Good idea. They're out in my trunk. Let's go grab them.
What about the book? Should we still be looking for it?
We will as soon as we get Annabelle out.
Yeah, one crisis at a time, huh?
Right. And as I hope we've all learned, splitting up is a bad idea. So we're all in it together. So, tools.
I'll help.
Me too.
Can someone stay with me? I don't think I'll be much good with my foot.
I will. We should probably, get your shoe off. Not a maid or anything, so don't get any ideas, but can't be worse than the previous help, right? Here, put your leg up on the cushion.
I hate leaving you guys like this, but it'll just be a minute and we're only going outside. If you see anything, scream, and we'll all come running. Stay together, and no fighting. We'll be right back. Okay, we've got some thermal readers, a camera, a tripod.
Let me help you carry some of that, Gloria.
Thanks. It was my brother, by the way. The voice in the kitchen. We don't get on as well as we used to.
Sorry to hear it. You were right, though, for what it's worth. It wasn't actually him. He's not here.
Yeah, I know. It was a bit too real.
Well, once we get this stuff set up, hopefully I can do something priestly and try to end this.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It looks like we're lagging behind. Better keep up, huh?
Yeah. I think I spotted a drinks cabinet in that room, you know.
I want to be mad at Gloria for bringing out Montgomery's goo-goo eyes, but... come on, this is starting to get cute. Get him, girl. One day, my prince will come. Ah. Oh, but aren't we forgetting someone? That rascally Dane and her book. She's been hiding out in the attic this whole time, and no one thought to go up there looking for her. I doubt the demon and his dead duo would have let them get that far anyway. Guess it's up to me to see what she's been up to.
Did you have to bring the pizza boy up here? He won't shut up!
I rather think he adds a certain ambiance, don't you, my dear?
Help me. Help me.
I'm sorry, I can't. I keep telling you. I didn't mean for this to happen. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
You craved power, betterment for yourself, a chance to be something greater than you were.
Nothing like that.
You were tired of being different. No one understood you. You wanted to make them pay for all those years of torment.
You promised you'd make things better. You said you'd cleanse the sinners. I thought you meant...
You knew. You always knew. And now I will feast.
No! No more!
You've just got cold feet, my dear. Serve him as we serve him. You'll see. You'll be happy.
So happy.
Oh, this is wrong. I'm sorry, Mrs. Morwood.
Don't be sorry. I've never been better.
Sorry.
Oh, stop it already.
I have to admit, I wasn't planning on feeling sorry for Nadia. She led this whole charade, after all. But seeing her like that, curled up against the wall between a half-dressed mannequin and the remains of a delivery boy folded up in a pizza box, it does tug at the old heartstrings. Bah! And of course, just as things are starting to unfold, the lights are going dim. What about Annabelle still in the walls? And what was all that stuff the others were carting in? The boys are buzzing about, trying to get it all set up. What exactly are they hoping it will tell them? Just what is in that cabinet that Gloria's gotten into?
So, who wants a drink?
Oh, it's booze. That makes sense, actually. Might as well make the best of it and help myself to a glass. I have time to kill now, anyway. Until next time, bottoms up! Bottom. That's a rude word.
You've been listening to Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. The voice of our narrator is played by Kate Siegel. Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper. Gloria by Gemma Amore. Cassie by Alison Brandt. Mariella by Victoria Wan. Annabelle by Desdemona Howard. And Nadia by Charlotte Norup. Phineas is played by Dan Zapula. Father Montgomery is played by Owen McEwen. Mrs. Morwood by Erin B. Lillis. And Mr. Morwood by David Cummings. Pizza Boy is played by Matthew Bradford. Last, but by no means least, our demon overlord and the voice of George is Graham Rowett. This episode was written by S.H. Cooper, produced by Christina Manente and Holly Ritchie, with music by Amy Balcom and Brandon Boone, and intro and outro themes by Brandon Boone. Special thanks to our executive producers, David Cummings and Alex Aldea, and our community manager, Brooks Bigley. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, or go to callingdarknesspodcast.libsyn.com. Find us on Twitter at callingpodcast or on Facebook. You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/audiodramaqueens. Every little helps, and every little allows us to keep making this podcast, and hopefully, many more to come. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for episode 6, Cheek to Cheek.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.